Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to episode 63 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast, the podcast that aims to provide you with the tools, tactics, and techniques to create a winning edge mindset and to allow yourself to live the life you were meant to live. In this episode, I want to share with you the five things you should do if today was your last day on Earth. Before we get started, I just want to remind you that all the previous episodes of the podcast are available on all the major podcast platforms. So if you've not yet had the chance, why not put some time to one side and give them a listen? If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe button or like button so that you can catch all the future episodes. If your podcast platform allows it, please leave a review because that helps us to expand the audience and gets us seen. Also, tell your friends about it. Share the podcast on social media. Let's get the word out there. Let's share this information with as many people as we possibly can. The aim of the podcast is to make sure that people aren't sleepwalking through life. I want people to live the life they were meant to live and bring forth their gifts and talents into the world. As I said, this episode is all about the five things you should do if today was the last day, or was your last day on Earth. And it was inspired by a podcast I recently listened to where the host pondered the question, what would you do if today was your last day? That question had been inspired after he had read the book, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robin Sharma. Around the same time of listening to the podcast, I'd also read an article about Bronnie Ware, an Australian palliative nurse who spent years taking care of the dying, individuals who were in the last 3 months of their lives. She recorded their dying epiphanies in a blog called Inspiration and Chai, which gathered so much attention that she put her observations into a book called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. Bronnie was quoted as saying that when questioned about any regrets they had or anything they would do differently, she said there were common themes across all the individuals she cared for. The podcast and the article by Bronnie Ware got me thinking about if I woke up this morning knowing today was my last day on Earth, what would I do? How would I approach the day? After ruling out some of the more impractical items like flying off to far-flung places and doing crazy things, I came up with a list. And I note that the podcast host himself mulled over the different things he would do. He talked about playing an instrument. Well, for me, I don't currently play an instrument, so to those last day on Earth to actually pick something up is probably a little bit late in the day. But if I was an accomplished musician, maybe I would. But I gave some time and some thought that if today was my last day on Earth, what would I do? And I've come up with five things that I feel you should do if it was your last day on Earth. Number one is to spend time with family and friends. We often, in the busyness of life, do not spend enough time with family and friends. I've mentioned in previous articles where we lose touch with friends because we get caught up in the hubbub of life, and before we know it, months have gone by before making contact. We often take family for granted. We don't sit down and talk, tell them how much we love them. So the first item on my list would be to go and sit with friends, sit with family and talk. Tell them how much I cherish them. Just spend quality time with them, enjoying the company, reminiscing about old times and just being there. Number two is say the things that you've never had the opportunity to say. What is it that you've not had the opportunity to say to somebody? Is there somebody that you've never had the opportunity to say that you love them? Is there somebody that you have admired from a distance that you've never actually had the opportunity to go up to them and engage in conversation and say how much you like them? Similar to point one, reach out to old friends that you've lost touch with and make contact again. Remember, Today is your last day. Don't waste the time. Now is the opportunity to say those things you've always wanted to say, but never had the chance. Point three, forgive and apologize. How many times have you read about people who've had arguments, fallen out with somebody, and took that to the deathbed and actually never had the opportunity to say I'm sorry or to forgive somebody or to apologize? Don't end the day on an argument or a misunderstanding, because you never know, today could be your last day. Always try and make amends. Live without any regrets. All too often, people get to their last day and their loved ones are actually at their funeral realizing that they never apologized or they hadn't spoken for years. So if today were your last day, use it as the opportunity to forgive and apologize. Number four, face your biggest fear. What is it that you're afraid of? Could it be flying? Could it be singing live on stage? Maybe you've always wanted to jump out of a plane with a parachute. Write your first novel. Perform in a play. Just think, what are all those things that you've been too scared to do and been putting off? Now is the time to confront those fears and go out and do it. It's your last day. Your last day on earth. It is your opportunity to try those things that have scared you the most. And number five, go somewhere that you've always wanted to go. Where have you always been meaning to go and you've never got round to it? It may be something as simple as the historic monuments in your local town. It could be a destination somewhere that's on your bucket list and you've never done it. Today is your last day. Take the opportunity and go out and visit those places that you've always wanted to go. You mean you're not going to get the chance again. So that was my list of the five things I think I would do if it was my last day on earth. Now, none of us truly know when our last day on earth will be. We would all like to think that it is some distant point in the future. However, tomorrow is promised to no one. And we never really know when our last day on earth will be. Yeah, more than likely, it is some distant point in the future. But the whole object, or the point of today's podcast, was to point out that we should face every day as if it was our last day on earth. And every morning, we should ask ourselves the question, what would I do today if today was my last day on earth? Would it be spend time with relatives? Would it be apologize or to forgive somebody? Would it be to try that thing that I've been putting off, that thing that scared me so much I have put it off and off and off and not got round to doing? Maybe it is picking up and playing that instrument for the first time and just making that start. But the important thing is to face it every day, or wake up every morning and think to yourself, today was my last day on earth, what would I do? And just see what answers your mind presents you with.
That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please hit the subscribe button and if possible, leave a rating or a review. Also, please feel free to share the podcast with others and post about it on your favorite social media platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter @WinningEdgePod. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.